I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. Our weekly segment, Making It, features an Indiana DIY or do-it-yourself artist. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis takes us to the Lang Lab in South Bend, where singer-songwriter Co is its first artist in residence.
Okay, I will play one of the first songs I ever wrote. That's a lie. This was probably my freshman year of high school when I wrote this. So I was still very young, but...
There's a certain time of year where flowers bloom in people's hair. The sun's a-shining all big with rays. I spot you there, I'm in a daze. So I'm looking for love. You can take me under their wings.
But yeah, so this is where I record and practice, and I'm just starting to get it all, you know, up and running. So, this is where I store the amps and my guitars and pedals and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a very chill atmosphere. And don't mind the box of beer.
just testing a bunch of stuff. Is that lighting show on later?
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for a show later.
Today or?
Yeah, but it's not here.
Walking through the dark. This is the gallery area, but this is also where we have a opera. They perform here quite a bit, and they're like a DIY opera. So they usually do their own sets and all that good stuff. So this is where they'll come and practice.
My preferred medium would definitely be music and recording and, performing live. Like, I love all those three things. It all depends on where I'm at, I think, in life and the flow of things as well. So, yeah. Well, South Bend is interesting because I'm still getting to know what it is. To me, this is kind of like my time to relax, and I'm not in a huge city where I'm easily disturbed by like going out with friends and going to bars constantly. I feel like in Chicago that was kind of my lifestyle. Like, I was just constantly always out. South Bend is such a slower pace where I'm just able to, you know, hunker down and focus and focus on my art and get down to recording, because I'm overdue for a new record. I was in Beijing, China for a year and a half. And I came home for Christmas, and I was going to go back. I was going to bring my dog. I was going to go back for like 3 or 4 more years because I loved it. But as soon as I got on that plane on American Airlines and I was amongst American flight attendants, I was like, it just hit me. Whoa, I miss America. And as soon as I got home and visited family, I was like, yeah, I need to move back. And I just felt it. But then I remembered like 5 or 6 years ago, Sloth Pop on tour played here at Lang Lab, and I just remember the feel of this place and how cool it was, and it was just so magical. Like, it just had a really neat feeling. So I emailed Lang Lab and I was like, hey, I would love to do an artist in residency if you ever do that. And Stephanie was like, we've never done that, but we want you. And so I ended up being the first artist in residency here.
Oh yeah, this song is dedicated to Stephanie for inviting me into your awesome home here. I don't know what I would have done to just move here and not know anybody, like, musically and, you know, artistically. So this is for you, Stephanie. Dun, 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 dun.
I think there are people who are born in this world that they can't do anything else but that. Like, they were just like, from the time they were in the womb, they had to be an artist. and they wouldn't be happy without doing that, and that's who I am. If I'm not doing music or art, I become extremely depressed, and I realize that, you know, it kind of saves me. I think I'm just going to do it for the rest of my life, because I don't think I could do anything else better than that. So.
No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shut you down. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Co says the doors to the Lang Lab are always open.
If anyone's ever up north, like, you can always come to the Lang Lab, and I'd love to give you a tour. Like, anyone, seriously, it's always open. So that's what's really cool about this space.
That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.